Bright Futures is a Park City Education Foundation program designed to help Latino kids get into and graduate from college. Program manager Rebecca Gonzalez works closely with students to obtain DACA status. She says no new applications can be submitted, but they have a team to help students submit extensions in the next month before the window shuts.
Every 2 years, they have to renew. This month period that we have to make sure we get those renewals that are expired, that are soon to be expired, so they can have their additional 2 more years of work permit and licensure.
She says there's a team of people who are working hard to complete renewal applications. A student who has DACA status can work, go to school, and obtain a driver's license. Gonzalez says these are people making economic contributions to their communities.
I can't assume a student is undocumented or undocumented. They have to come and approach me by FERPA law. When students approach me, you know, they know that I'm someone safe that will find resources for them, especially because in Bright Futures, we promote students who are first generation to go to and through college. Our mission is to support students who are documented, undocumented, are DACA recipients. That's what we stand for, and we just have to know our rights. And I encourage every person who currently is under the DACA to know their rights, to make sure that they are aware of what changes are going to happen.
Mo Hickey from the Park City Institute partners with Simple Citizen, the online DACA application program, and Immigration Legal Services to apply and help pay the $495 application cost. Hickey projects about 350 Park City students are eligible for or have DACA status.
You have to be in the country by a certain age during a certain time period to be eligible. And I look at our total school population that fits into that category. And if we say that 16.7% is the most recent number I saw of students that are Latino, and then if we even take that number in half and say that they should be eligible for DACA, now this is where it gets tricky. Some may already have a DACA card or some may not have applied. But either way, that number comes out over 350 students. And I think, like I said, I think that's on the conservative side.
Only certain people qualify for the renewal. Hickey says it's tricky, but his group is glad kids are back in school so they can use their laptops to submit their renewals.
Only people who their renewal is between now and March 5th. So you could have a student who got their DACA card, let's say, in January of this year, and their renewal would not be until January of 2019. They're not eligible to renew it at this time. It stays in force until 2019, but they can't renew and add time onto it. So the only people that are eligible over the next 6 months, you have to be up for renewal between yesterday and March 5th of 2018. If you're in that time frame where your renewal is due, you have to apply by October 5th of 2017 for the chance to be renewed.
Hickey says they need to get as many people as possible renewed before October 5th.
They have to have come to the United States before their 16th birthday, have lived continuously in the United States since June 2007. And the heartbreaking part about this is there was an interview, I believe she was from Cal Poly yesterday, a dreamer, who was 3 years old when she came to the country. She has a DACA card. Her three siblings were born in the United States. If this was done away with, she could be deported and they can stay.
The Genius Store at 435 Sweet Alley is open for people needing assistance with the application renewal. For hours and information, contact mhickey@parkcityinstitute.org. The Park City Education Foundation continues to take donations to help students pay for their DACA applications. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.